Ahasi. He also knows the both exact same love. There's no difference. Sarita and Gedida are both either with your hand, with your nails, or else with a knife. Either way, if you have a mace, you're not allowed to scratch yourself because you're so angry. You can't make yourself bleed. So therefore, Yisrael's both are the same thing, Sarita and Gedida. Therefore, there's a swear to say, I'm Kaddish, that an Isha is Mechuyiv. So therefore, he says an Isha is Mechuyiv in Gedida and Sarita, but she's Potter from Korcha. Abai Ram Abaye says, Hainu time at Isha. No, I'll tell you a different reason for Isha. The Goma Korcha Kochim ibn Yaron. He learns that Korcha Kochim ibn Yaron. Said Malhal, and just like over here, Noshim Pthuris, because he'll learn in this Pash, it says, B'nei Aaron, V'loi B'nois Aaron, and all the mitzvahs here. And then in Pasakei, it says, V'yikichu Korcha, so it does not apply to an Isha. Is Afkan, by Yisrael also, Noshim Pthuris. That Noshim are potter from this lav, not to make themselves bald or pull out hair over a mace. Fedimar, no. V'yisrael on the Chiksiv Kroh, the Kulin in Yon Yudisiv, if you're telling me now that the Drosha B'nei Aaron, V'loi B'nois Aaron, apply to all these mitzvahs here, that Nishtar Kromine, I shouldn't have to have the pasuk for this. But taste of the kabbalah, shmek from the kabbalah like this. Well, no, I mean I would say like this. Uma kahanim, shuriba be makosim mitzvos yisteris. Bnei Aaron v'loy bnei Saron, still bnei Saron apoto. So Yisrael lekoshchein shouldn't for sure a Yisrael be poto. So what do I have to have another drush of bonim atem lashem that we're making a drush of bonim and not bonis? Like a monoshok. If you're going to tell me that by bnei Aaron it's a drush only bnei Aaron and not bnei Saron. So if I know by Kahanim that the Torah Patid said the Noshim are potter from this Inyan of Korcha, so for sure by Bas Yisrael is potter, the Kabbal Chayma. So why do we need the Pasuk from Bonim Atem? The Mer says, no, Elam Gzeirah Shavah, not for Gzeirah Shavah, Havamin, I would have thought to say, Hifzik Inyan, I would have thought to say, no, that Vnei Aaron only applies to Tumas Meis, and not to the Pasha of Vikikul Korcha. For the Gemara, so Hashtanami, even now that Yadik Zerah Shava still name a Hivsek Inyan. Who told you that Bnei Aaron applies to the whole Pasha? Maybe it only applies to the beginning of Tumas Meis, but the rest of the Pasha, Likach Korcha, maybe it applies to even the Bnei Saron. I V Mishum Zerah Shava, you'll ask me a question. If it applies even to Bnei Saron, so why do I have to have a Zerah Shava of Korcha Korcha? Like it says, the Pasha Korcha Korcha two places. It says it here by Kahanim, and it says it before by Yisraelim. What do I, or later, been devoured by Yisraelim? What do I need two for? Talmud says, no, mi boiler, this I need. Look at the tiny, like we learned. Lo yikrichu, you should not make yourself bold. Yochel, I would have thought to say, afilu korach arba v'chomish krochos. Even if he made four or five bold spots on his head. Lo yechai v'lachas, maybe he's only over one aver, one lav. Talmud loyma korcha. It says no, the word korcha, it says here in Emor, la yikrechu korcha. A double ocean of lechayiv akol achas v'yachas. That any type of a ball, any time you pull out the hair, each pulling out of the hair, you chayiv a special law for it.
Yeah. Hashem, yeah.
Yeah. Chayiv akol achas v'yachas. Now Bereshim, why does it have to say Likuch Korcha Bereshim in your head? Now Talmud Leima, Lefi Shinema, since it says in Devarim, Lois is going to do a voice to see Makorcha Ben Enechem Lameis. There it says, don't make yourself bald in between your eyes, over a mace. So Yochel, I would have thought to say, Lo Yehei Chayiv Elo Aben Hanayim. Maybe only Chayiv, if you make yourself bald on the top of your head, only in between your eyes. Minayim L'Rabbah is Kol Harosh. How do we know that this Aver applies to any part of your head? Any part of the hair on your head, you're not allowed to pull it out over a mace. Talmud Leima, that's why it says here, B'nemar, B'raisham. Here it says, L'yikruchu korcha B'raisham. L'chayiv al harosh, k'bein hanayim. That any part of the head has the same avera, just like bein hanayim. Now, but b'yem li'yela kahanim. Maybe this ribui only applies to kahanim. Here if a kohen pulls out any hair of his head, is he chayiv? Why shuribu behem akosim mitzvah siseris? Because we know the Torah gave a lot of extra mitzvahs to Kahanim. So maybe by them it's so strict that any hair they pull out the chayiv. But maybe Yisrael Minolan, how do we know by regular Yisrael, maybe the other pasuk says Bein Hanayim, maybe only the hair in between his eyes is the chayiv. So therefore we need a Gezerah Shavah, no. Nema kan korcha, it says here korcha, but nema lahalan korcha. Ma kan chayiv al kor korcha bekorcha. Just like here by Emma by the Kahanim, the Chayiv on every single Maisa Korcha, you Chayiv a special lav, the Chayiv ala Rosh Kevein Hanayim, and here it says, Bereshim, Mashmi Chayiv on the whole head, not only the hair in between your eyes, right above your eyes, but even any part of your head. Afalahalon, the same thing in the Parsha of Devarim by Bonim Atam Lashem, is Chayev Akol Korcho V'Korcho. They're also in the Parsha of Yisrael, for any bald spot, any hair he pulls out, he's also Chayev. And also V'Chayev Al HaRosh Kebein Honayim. He's Chayev, any part of his head, just like there between his eyes. If so, and also Umalahalon Al HaMeis, just like over there it says in the Parsha of Devarim, L'Yikuchu Korcho, there it says Al HaMeis. You're not allowed to do this over a mace. You know, if you feel so bad about a mace, that's where the love is, not to pull out your hair. Is afkan ala mace. Here also, by kahanim, even though it doesn't say ala mace, it also means here ala mace. The yikruch korcha baroshim here also only applies that when can't a kohen pull out his hair, only if somebody died in his mishpacha, and he's feeling so bad, see the Torah says a love, not to pull out your hair. So maybe that's why we need the gezeirah shava. But still, how do we know to say that Bnei Saron is Potter? So Gemara says still, in Cain, if so, Nichtav Kro Korach. My Korcho, what's this extra Lashon of Layikrachu Korcho? What's the extra hey doing? Shamat Minotati. Here we learn now two things. That of course it's teaching us now to make a type of a drosha back to the Pasha by Yisrael. What special drosha are we learning back? It has to mean that just like over here, Noshema Potter, who are then over there, Noshema are also Potter. So Bechru, the Gezeir Shav, is also teaching us that just like here, we make the drosh of Bnei Aaron and not Bnei Saron, who Adin applies by Yisrael, that the Bonois, the ladies, are potter from this Indian, not to pull out the hair. Now the Mara says, Rav Amar Rav says, Hainu time at Isi. He has another pshat on Isi. What does Isi say that an Isha is not bechlal the lav of... That Isi said what Laikuchu, the lav of Laikuchu, not to become bald, does not apply to an Isha. So Rabbi says another reason. Hai no time with Isi. The Yal of Bein Einechem is Tfilin. He learns it out from Bein Einechem that it says by Tfilin. Malahal, and just by the mitzvah of Tfilin, Noshim Pturus, and Isha is Potter for putting on Tfilin. Afka Noshim Pturus. Here also, by this law that it says here, it says in the Pasha of Devorim, that it says, Loisasimu Korcha Bein Einechem, it only applies to a man and not to an Isha. So that's Rabbi's reason in Isi. Now the Gemara asks, "Rava, my time liyomek Abaya. Why doesn't Rava like Abaya's pshat? He doesn't like why in the question. Why doesn't Rava like Abaya's pshat that was exeris shava to go ma korcha korcha b'mnayarin? Because he says Abaya korach korcha loy mashmalei. He doesn't make this extra drosha. Could have said the word korach. Now it says korcha to force us to make the exeris shava. He holds that's not extra. Therefore, I would not make the exeris shava for this. Therefore, we need a different limud. For Abaya now." The Abaya though, my time will Yomik Rava. Why doesn't Abaya like to learn the way Rava learns over here? He learns it out from Bein Anichim. Because Omaloch, Tfilin Gufayu, Mehocha Gomaloch. Tfilin itself will learn out from here. Like Malahala Mokim Shoysim Korcha Begoiva Sharosh. Afkan Mokim Anocha Begoiva Sharosh. Like for this parsha alone, we're learning out how the hilchos tefillin are. That the tefillin has to go, like, not on mamish bein einechem, in between your eyes, but on the top of your head, in between your eyes. So therefore,
he holds from this gezeirah shavah, you can't learn out that an isha is potter from the mitzvah korcho. Because this gezeirah shavah is used to learn out the hilchos of tefillin, exactly where to put the tefillin on. So it's not used for the gezeirah shavah to say that an isha is potter from korcho. So the gezeirah shavah can't be used for two things.
Bein Labaya, Bein Larova. Hai Bonim Atem Mai Dashibay. They don't make the first drosha from Bonim. So what do they do with the word Bonim? It says men and not ladies. Why don't they make that drosha? So when it says Homi Boiler, that they need like a time like we learned. Bonim Atem Lashem Lakechem. So we dashim Bizman Shatim Noyagim Minag Bonim Atem Kruyim Bonim. When Klai Yisrael is Noyag good like a child, they do mitzvahs, they're called Bonim, they're called children of Hashem. But Ein Atem Noyagim Minag Bonim when Klai Yisrael doing Averis. They're not acting like a son to Hashem. Ain't not them Kriyim Bonim. They're not considered Bonim. Divrei Reb Yehuda, that's Reb Yehuda holds. Reb Meir Omano, Ben Kach Uben Kach Atam Kriyim Bonim. Even though they do have various Klai Yisrael, still they're called Bonim. Shenyam the Pasuk says, Bonim Secholim Heima. They're foolish children. So even though they're doing foolish things, still they're called Bonim. For Yehem, another Pasuk says, Bonim Le'emam Bom. V'yayim, another pasuk says, Zera Mareyim Bonim Mashchisim. Even though the Mashchisim are doing Ra, still they're called Bonim. V'yayim, another pasuk says, V'hoi v'mokim asher yayim alehem, lo yam miyatem yayim alehem b'ni keil chai. So you see clearly they're still called Bonim, even though they're doing Averis. For the Gemara, my v'yayim, what do we need another pasuk for? V'chitem, maybe you tell me, Sichlihu d'mikri, maybe b'ni. Maybe only if they do foolish things, then they're still called b'ni. But kilespu hem nusayu la nikri b'ni. But maybe when they have no emun in Hashem anymore, that's worse. Maybe then they're not called bonim anymore. Toshman, just you have another posik. V'yayim abonim le'emon bi. Even though my children do not have emun, does not have trust in me, still they're called bonim. The chitem maybe will tell me kilespu hem nusahu d'mikri bonim. When they don't have emun and trust in Hashem, but maybe then they're still called bonim. But maybe ki bolchul avodas kechavim, if they bow down to avoid the zora, the nikri bonim, maybe then Hashem doesn't call them bonim anymore. So Hashem, that's another passage that says v'yomar zera marayim bonim mashchisim, that even though they're doing mashchisim, they're doing avoid the zora, still they're called bonim. The chitem maybe tell me bonim mashchisim or the nikri, they're called destruction kids. But maybe b'ni ma'ayis al-mikri, I don't really call them my children. Toshima, that's another pasuk v'yayimah that says, v'hoye b'mokim ashiyayim alhem, lo yam miyatem, yayim alhem b'ni kelchai. And Hashem still says, no, you still called my bonim. So they hold that they're always called bonim. Therefore, they don't use the drasha bonim atem to tell us that was man shem oisim soin shemokam. So they use it rather at the first brisa, that was the pshan isi. That it says bonim atem, that this pasha of Korcho only applies to Bonim and not to Bonus. Now the Mishnah says, Ha-smichos. When you have a korban to make a mice, a smicha, the owner has to put his hands on top of the korban, does not apply by Nisha. V'yatnufo is to lift up the mincha, or else V'yagosho is to bring the mincha closer to the mizbeach. V'yakmisa is to make the mice a kmisa, the handful of the soilus. V'yakteru is to burn the mincha, to burn the korbanos. V'yamaliko is to make malicha by the yoif, that's type of a shchita for the yoif, put your thumb through it, via kabolas, kabolas adam, via hazois, spritzing of the dam, nehegas banoshim lebanoshim. This only applies to b'nei Aaron, and not to b'nois, not even to a b'nois Aaron, Anisha cannot do these avoidas. Chutz me mincha saita, onizira, shem manifas. Only by a mincha of a saita, there is a mitzvah, she has to make a tenufa. She has to pick it up, and the same thing by nizira, also she has to make a tenufa. Now the Gemara says, Smichas, how do we know a smicha nosh ishas potter, the exiv dabra, b'nei Yisrael v'somach? So we dash him, b'nei Yisrael, soimchim, b'nei Yisrael, soimchif. An isha has no right to make a smicha. Tenufois, his potter says, dabra, b'nei Yisrael v'heinif. B'nei Yisrael manifim, v'ein b'nei Yisrael manifos, they don't have to pick up. Hagoshas, to bring the mincha closer, the exiv, azois, teras, amincha, akre, voisa, b'nei Aaron, v'lei b'nei Saron. Also, b'nei and not b'nois. Kemitzois, the exiv, yevio, b'nei Aaron, v'komat, b'nei Aaron. Again, B'nai Aaron makes the Kemitza. V'loi B'nai Saron. Hak Torus, the burning, the Sive, Ektiru, Oysa, B'nai Aaron. Again, B'nai Aaron, V'loi B'nai Saron. Ha Malikas, to make the Malika, the Sive, Molech, Victor. Iskash Malika, Lak Torah. Just like by Hak Torah burning of it, it says B'nai Aaron. So Adim, but to make the Malika is only by B'nai Aaron and not B'nai Saron. Ha Kabbalah, to receive the Dam, the Sive, Egrivu, B'nai Aaron. V'yom Amah, we learn,